This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Friday, January the 14th. I'm Dustin Huffman.
All right, we're on the phone right now with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, WASDE reports in the rearview mirror. What are we looking at going into this Friday?
You know, it looks to me like, you know, the market's just trying to find itself a little bit. I mean, quite frankly, that report this week really is just kind of blasé. Typically in January, you get such a big data dump. There's a lot to process. And most of the time we see some sort of a, you know, like a limit move. I mean, sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. But we certainly see a lot of volatility around the January report. This year, that was not the case. It's quite interesting to see us close a little bit higher there on soybeans. Basically, as we come in here to the weekend, it looks like we're looking mostly at South American weather already. You know, the report's just kind of a thing of the past already. And now it just basically boils down to how much rain are we going to see, you know, in Argentina and southern Brazil, and, you know, what kind of crop prospects are we going to be talking about here over the next several weeks?
You know, it's interesting seeing all sorts of forecasts for South America. Some say it's going to be raining pretty good. Some people say not enough. I mean, what have you been hearing coming out of there?
I think part of the biggest issue, if you will, is that, you know, you're looking at major issues whenever it comes down to, for instance, the heat. I mean, basically everywhere in Argentina right now you're looking at 100-degree temps. And so definitely it's an oppressive heat. Whenever they haven't had rain for quite some time, you know, it's trying to shut some of those crops down. Now, we're supposed to get some rain here in the next several days. You know, but how much we get, as you know, sometimes whenever you get hot and dry, it's really hard to get a rain. So it'd be very interesting to see how that pans out. But I think the heat has been one of the most dominating features that we've been reading about.
All right. So looking ahead, obviously, you said weather is the big thing. But are we seeing anything on the demand front? I mean, we obviously saw WASDE shift some things around both domestically and for export. But what are we seeing coming up in the next couple of weeks for this time of year?
Yeah, I think that the main focus now is going to be, you know, how does this South American crop pan out, first of all? But second of all, and maybe getting more attention every day, is going to be the talk of acreage for the U.S. for this spring. And so we'll be setting crop insurance there in February, you know, so you'll get the acreage estimates at the end of March. And, you know, there's a lot of anticipation rolling into those two discussions. You know, we saw a pretty strong wheat acreage on the report this week. And so I guess from our vantage point, we're struggling to see where we're going to get much above 90 million acres on corn, especially with soybeans doing all they can here lately to try to buy some of those acres. So it's going to be very interesting to kind of see how this acreage battle plays out, because it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone has to rally. You know, if one or two of these commodities would kind of drop back in price, it could have the similar type effect as someone else rallying. The main thing is who's going to get the advantage and try to buy enough acres to satisfy demand.
Now, we have been focusing on the South American weather, but, you know, closer to home, yeah, we've still got 2.5-3 months before we even think about some of the planters rolling in this area. And, you know, the Western Corn Belt, really, I mean, we're getting snow today, but really haven't seen a whole lot of moisture since this fall, you know, to build up a lot of that moisture table. Is there any concern about that in the western half of the U.S., even though we're still a good ways away from that plant?
There's definitely concern whenever you look at the Western Corn Belt, you know, and some of your long-range forecasts aren't given great prospects for parts of this Corn Belt actually to see the type of rainfall that you might need to at least get caught up. So there's a lot of concern there, certainly extremely dry in the Western Corn Belt at this stage of the game, and you've got to think that that's going to play a big role as we move forward this year. But, you know, it's interesting to know because the Eastern Corn Belt, for instance, where I'm at, is certainly not dry whatsoever. In fact, we're pretty much saturated, and so it's definitely a tale of two different situations.
All right, Matt. Well, producers out there want to talk marketing strategies, look at what they can do to take advantage of the way things are sitting. How do they get in touch with the folks at agmarket.net?
Yep, you just said it, bud. Agmarket.net. The other way is agmarket.app. Either one of those places will direct you to ways to be able to get a hold of our our research, our contact info, and some of the technology that we offer to help producers monitor their cost of production and return on investment. So agmarket.net or agmarket.app.
All right, Matt, well, we thank you for the insight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely, bud. Thank you.
That again was Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net here on the Opening Market Podcast. Coming up this afternoon, Brent Barnett will be joined by Bill Moore of Price Futures Group on the Closing Market Podcast. They'll go through everything that happens during the trading day. We'll take a look at the futures numbers right after this.
Welcome to January and 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Be prepared with a winter survival kit in your car and be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. And check road conditions across Iowa by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message from our team at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
On the futures market, we see March corn unchanged at 587.5. December new crop up 3/4 at 558.5. March beans down 5.5 at 1371.75. November new crop beans are down 9.25 at 1295.25. March soy meal is up 60 cents at 409.50 per ton. Soy oil down 49 cents at 57.95. Chicago wheat for May right now is down 6.75 at 742.25. Minneapolis down 12.25 at 882 even. Kansas wheat down 11.75 at 750.5. May oats down 5.75 at 591.75. February live cattle down a nickel at 136.95. April feeders 35 cents lower at 170.12. February lean hogs up $2.15 at $80 even. Pork cutouts up $1.10 at 91.62. Class 3 milk down 2 cents at 20.30. That's been a check of the Opening Market Podcast here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.